Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Hal Bach.
Good to be with you, John.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Joe Mazza in reference to Medicare updates. And I think everybody here at the break was just talking about the need for some sort of coverage if you go overseas, because nobody was aware of it, which is fine. Nobody has to be, but that's the purpose of these programs, that you pass this on to somebody and say, you know, you're going over to Italy for a month and you're a senior. Do you have coverage? Have you figured it out? God forbid something happened to you.
People travel, you know.
100%, and they should be traveling, other than a U.S. ship, as Joe said. But now we started talking about drugs, which I know is another complicated part of it, Joe. So if you don't mind, let's continue educating us on that.
Okay. If you have a Medigap plan, then one of those better, more expensive plans, then you have to marry a Medicare drug plan to it, right? Because none of the Medigaps have any drug coverage. They have no dental, no vision, no drug. It's strictly the 20% doctor coverage and hospital deductible coverage.
Okay.
All right, so a drug plan, there are 20 drug plans to choose from Medicare, and you need a computer to analyze which one is best for your particular medicine list that you take. The 20 plans are not the same. They have different prices for the same drugs. They don't cover the same drugs, and that's why you need the computer. And you can go on Medicare.gov and click on the homepage where it says Find a Drug Plan and follow the instructions to put in your medicines, and then you'll hit Compare Plans to rank the plans in low to high annual cost order. And then you can print or view the plans that are in the beginning, which would be the ones with the lowest cost for your particular drugs.
Okay.
And if you have a spouse, the spouse can have a different plan. They don't have to have the same plan as you. Every year, you need to do the same thing during open enrollment to check if the plan you have this year still covers your drugs for a reasonable price next year, because they may not. They're free to choose and change their drug formulary list or covered list every year.
Okay.
And they don't, and they're not going to, you know, bang you over the head and say, oh, wake up, your drugs are no longer covered by us. You have to be the savvy consumer.
You know, there's another issue here. The drugs that I take this year may not be the same drugs that I'll take next year. They may increase. I may have new drugs that I have to take. I may have less drugs that I have to take. So it's really a little bit of a guessing game, isn't it?
It is, but there is a way around that for some people. That's the next segue here. If you have a Medicare drug plan or a Medicare Advantage drug plan, because every Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO has one drug plan attached to it, meaning not 20 choices, just one, right? But you can join EPIC, E-P-I-C, in New York State if you're a New York State resident, and if your income is under $75,000 single, $100,000 joint, which is probably most people, and you're 65 in age, then you can join EPIC, which is either very inexpensive or free to join, and EPIC will give you the right to change your drug plan once a year for any reason. So let's say that your drug your regimen changed significantly and your drug plan said, no, I'm not covering that new expensive drug that you have to take. Well, you could say, I'll find a different plan that does cover it, if there is one that covers it, and I'll change to that different plan that covers it the first of the next month with my EPIC transfer privilege. Once a year, EPIC gives you that privilege. So that is a way that many people, not all, as I say, because it has an income limit, can change their drug plan if needed. EPIC also helps with the copays for people who have high medicine costs. So if you're in the donut hole, for example, where your copays go up a lot during the middle of the year, then you probably should join EPIC to get some relief, financial help, that is, with those high copays. All right. Is that, okay. that clear then for you? Because I know you mentioned you were concerned about the, you know, your change in your drug list.
Well, it sounds to me like the Medigap policy, which you described as the Cadillac, is really the one that that is the most desirable because it covers just about everybody, any doctor that you want to go to, and that's important. You know, I've had I've had occasion where I took my wife to the doctor, and she's seen this doctor for 25 years, and suddenly this doctor was not accepting her insurance any longer. And that triggered, on our part, a transfer to the Medigap plan so that we'll never hear that again in a doctor's office, that they don't take our insurance.
That's correct, and that's the number one reason that people change from a Medicare Advantage to a Medigap. And let's do the next segment here on how you can do that. Now, you'd wanted to do it for doctor availability reasons, to widen your network of doctors. Some people do it because of multi-state issues. They're traveling to other states a lot. And they said, well, I need to trade up to a Medigap. Other people might do it because the cost of the Medicare Advantage plan, which was initially cheaper, has become prohibitively expensive because they're racking up a lot of copays. Medicare Advantage plans have lower monthly premiums but higher copays for doctors and services. So if you use a lot of medical services, like a lot of tests, then people say, hey, this Medicare Advantage plan is not to my advantage anymore. I need to go to a Medigap, pay the higher premiums so that I have low or no copays. And like to take somebody on dialysis or cancer treatment or something significant like that, they would probably need to change from a Medicare Advantage to a Medigap plus drug plan. And in the state of New York, you can do that any month you want, even if it's not open enrollment.
Okay.
Right. And most people do not know that, and it's not well advertised. But if you have a significant change in your health, like people who get a cancer diagnosis, for example, and they say, wow, I want to get a better plan with more freedom of choice of doctors and hospitals, I don't want to be restricted like your wife. Well, you can do that in the state of New York. If you've had a Medicare Advantage plan for the last 6 months, and you want to say goodbye to that and go to a Medigap, you can do it. You can do it even though you're sick. You have, as long as you've had that Medicare Advantage plan for the prior 6 months, the pre-existing condition exclusion clause will not apply. You have to have had secondary coverage for the prior 6 months before you change to one of those Medigap or Cadillac plans, as I call them. And then you can get a drug plan as well to marry with the Medigap. All right, so that's an important privilege that only is available in New York or states that have that. Other states do not have that privilege of your changing your plan whenever you feel like it.
Joe, can I ask you a question, which is a little separate from this? Children's and families, people can call you there if they have questions?
Yes, you want our phone number here?
Yes, I appreciate that at this point, because, I mean, the information you're given is just so invaluable, but at the same time, it's confusing.
Yes, they can call us here. We're here basically 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
Okay.
At 516-485-3754. That is our HICAP. They'll answer it as HICAP, which stands for Health Information Assistance, you know, counseling.
Okay.
And it's we answer Medicare questions here on the phone.
Terrific. That's 516-485-3754.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. I think that's the short course through, unless you have some other questions. I think we've covered the basics here of the Medicare update. Remember, you have until December 7th to change your Medicare Advantage plan, your drug plan, your Medigap plan. But again, in New York, you could do that with your Epic privilege anytime you want to do.
Joe, those dates changed a couple of years ago, didn't they? There was a larger window, I thought.
No, it's been for the last several years. It's been October 15 to December 7th for a few years now. It might have been in a larger window a few years ago, but doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
This year we do have people who are losing their Liberty Medicare Advantage plan, because Liberty was one of the lower cost options in Medicare Advantage plans, and that plan is terminating here in Nassau County. And so those people got a letter that says you got to choose a new plan. And they are free to choose a new Medicare Advantage plan, or if they need to, they can trade up to a Medigap plus drug plan. But again, and there may be affordability issues.
Okay. Terrific. You definitely have made so many things aware to me just listening to this, and I'm sure listeners, that you're probably going to be getting phone calls because you're open for them, and it's the most important thing for a senior to take care of this important stuff, because you don't want to wind up going to a hospital, going to a doctor, and not being able to get reimbursed for it.
Right.
Just because you didn't pay attention.
Okay. Any other questions that you have before we use up our time?
No, we're good. And actually, we have 1 minute to go, so it's perfect. You couldn't have timed it better, Joe. I appreciate all your advice and your help this morning. I'm sure you're going to get calls. And actually, Joe, you're going to be at the conference.
Yes, I will be there November 1st.
At November 1st, so therefore people listening today can come and hear it again and, more importantly, ask you questions. I want to thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. But right now, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.